Do you know God's feast in the spring and in the fall?
I'm happy to say that I can name them all.
Can you find where they're written down for us to see?
They're recorded in Leviticus chapter 23. What's the 14th day of the first month in the spring?
It's the Passover of Jesus Christ the King.
On the 15th day, can you tell me what begins?
Days of unleavened bread means getting rid of sin.
Can you count 50 days from the wave sheep offering?
That is Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came.
Then the months go by and we watch the summer go. But there still are four more holy days to know.
On the first day of the seventh month, what do you learn?
It's the day of trumpets when Jesus Christ returns.
And the tenth of the month is what holy day?
It's the day of atonement when Satan is put away.
Next, the feast of tabernacles is a time of happiness
when Christ will reign and the whole world will be blessed.
On the last great day, what does God have in mind?
He would offer salvation to all of mankind.
Do you know God's feast in the spring and in the fall?
I'm happy to say that I can name you all.
And the seven feasts which God gave to man are the seven.